stuff. And now we have Johan's talk. Still safe. No Macs. There's usually this long delay for a Mac.
So thank you very much. So I'm going to tell you how strings see geometry, and by strings I mean fundamental strings, and by geometry I mean the geometry of space and time around us. So today I'm going to tell you one lesson in this subject, which is called T-duality. So the fundamental question one is trying to understand is, what is the structure of space and time? And we're interested both at very small scales and at very large scales beyond the size of the universe. So Newton basically realized that one way to understand the structure of space and time is to look how things move through it. And so if this is our space-time and we have a particle that's moving through the space-time, then according to Newton, if there's no external force, it moves at a constant velocity v. Now, in quantum mechanics, we learned that there is a more accurate description, actually involves the wave function, and the wave function for this particle looks like this, e to the ixv. And these two descriptions in principle are different. But there is a common observable, which is the energy, which is 1/2 v squared. And so if we want to study the structure of space and time, one thing we want to be able to distinguish is between this space-time and this space-time, where we replace one of the dimensions with a circle of radius r. And so if we have this particle moving on this space-time, well, it will execute a periodic motion. And if we want our wave function to be single-valued, then we learn that the velocity has to be quantized and the momentum has to be quantized in units of 1 over r, which then leads you to a quantized energy spectrum named after Kaluza and Klein. And by measuring this energy spectrum, we can, in principle, measure the size of these extra dimensions. Now, in string theory, we're told that point particles are not really our probes, but we should replace this with strings. So we throw out this particle, and we use the string. So the string you should think of as a little rubber band. Now, when this moves through space-time, basically there is a center of mass which moves as a constant velocity v, and there are transverse oscillations which quantize in quantum mechanics and leads you to quantum theory of gravity, et cetera, et cetera. This is not of interest to us today. We want to know what happens when we take this space-time. And, of course, the string still can move around at constant velocity, but they can also wind around this extra dimension like that. And now if you look at the energy, there's a contribution from this winding which involves the radius and a fundamental constant alpha, which basically tells you about the tension of this string. And if you look at this formula for not too long, you notice there's a symmetry. If you exchange P and W and replace R with alpha over R, the energy spectrum is invariant. And this symmetry is known as T-duality and says that strings cannot distinguish between a circle of radius R and R prime, which is alpha over R, so a very big circle and a very small circle. And this turned out to be an exact symmetry of string theory and also tells you that there are actually smallest lengths in string theory. And, of course, this is only the beginning of a much more general story known as mirror symmetry, which is where my research really is. And there are lots of other dualities in string theory listed here. And, right, so if you want to take one lesson, if I can give you one advice out of this, these 3 minutes, if any of this is of interest to you, learn geometry. Thank you very much.
Great.